All righty. We are on our way to the start of the day. Well, the end of the day, but that's okay. Because it's time to start this show off right. Because everybody knows we're out of sight. We're Firefox News Online. And that means we're going to have a few little glitches. Nothing serious. Actually, the technical difficulties I put on the Facebook and other social media sites was human error. Just goes to show, the start of the week is always slow. So, without further delay, let me give you the opening intro, which means, well, it leads, here we go, I think I better push the button, right, folks? Here we go, ladies and gentlemen, here's the opening intro. It would happen, geez, George. Work stuff much? All right. Opening intro, take two.
And call me in the morning.
Good evening and welcome to another edition of Firefox News Online. It's time, as you just heard, for talking points. Okay. I'm beginning to wonder if Joe Biden's got dementia or Alzheimer's, because this boy's got some serious, serious problems. I mean, come on. There's no excuse, absolutely no excuse for the way he acts, except for the possibility of dementia or Alzheimer's. Now, having said that, I think his own people, like Jen Psaki, for example, suffer from some form of, how can I put this? some form of dementia or Alzheimer's, because at the end of the day, she seems to have selective memory issues when it comes to, the American people stranded in Afghanistan. Now, Peter Doocy pointed this out, and guess what this witless wonder did? She played the denial game. Yeah, played the denial game. I mean, come on. You have got to be kidding me. Okay? I mean, she literally snapped at Peter Doocy by saying, I think it's irresponsible to say Americans are stranded. They are not. They're not stranded? Really? Why, Ms. Psaki, I find that hard to believe, because they are. Americans are not stranded, according to Psaki. Yes. I mean, come on. This is absolute, utter fucking retarded nonsense. How the fuck can you sit there with a straight face, Jen Psaki, and say Americans are not stranded? Her definition of not stranded and our definition of not stranded differ, doesn't it, folks? I mean, it's just a question of really knowing the definition of the word stranded. And I'll get into that a little later. Seriously, I'll look up the information and I'll have it for you later. Because I think it's important that Democrats understand the definition of certain words. Oh, what a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive. I've said that before on this broadcast, and I'll say it again and again and again and again. Why? Because Obviously, that's all they know how to do, is deceive us. There was a guy that used to come to this show, and he used to say DC stands for deceive us. Well, he would point that out. Washington, deceive us. Well, guess what? He's right. Because with the Democrats in charge, it's Washington, deceive us. Times a thousand. Yeah, I know. I'm probably exaggerating the point just a little bit, but Washington is Washington, deceive us. Look, I'm going to sit here and state the obvious, okay? And that's really all I can do at this moment. When you have the idiots in charge of, I mean, you've got the nuts running the asylum. What else is there to do? So I guess we have to kind of look at the big picture. Unless we get these bastards out of office, we're stuck with them. I mean, people like Nancy Pelosi have absolutely no clue. They couldn't even buy a map that points the way to being able to find a clue, much less anything else. And I think there's a fine line being crossed here by the Democrats when it comes to these Americans stranded in Afghanistan. I mean, let me just say that if you're going to lie to us, stop making your lies so transparent and so obvious. Okay? Yeah. Really. Saki, telling Peter Ducey, I think it's irresponsible to say Americans are stranded. They are not. When it's clear as glass that they are. That's irresponsible. That's being an asshole. That's being a lying sack of shit. Like I've said before, and I will say it again, oh, what a tangled web we weave when first we practice to deceive. That's the Democrats in a nutshell. Hashtag FFNOP, hashtag FFNOP. Trend tonight's broadcast all over the globe on social media right now. And with that having been said, it is now time, as always, for the rest of the story. And, of course, you can't have the rest of the story without the guy behind the microphone. First of all, to everyone that tunes into this broadcast, okay, I want to apologize for the delay of the broadcast tonight. That's my fault. I set the alarm to wake me up from a power nap, and then I fell back to sleep.
My body was getting pooped.
I had done a lot of running around today, so it was really not a technical issue as much as it was really a physically drained issue. I mean, sometimes I think my body gets run down, and it's my own fault. It really is. I sometimes forget that, you know, I'm only human. I am a mere mortal. Yeah, well, guess what? This mere mortal merely forgets that he's got to time things right. Let's just lay the cards on the table. Like right now, everybody that's watching me on video is actually just watching the cinematic trailer or whatever you want to call it, bumper or something. It's just, no. Back in public access cable, we call them bumpers. And the best way we could remember to put a bumper in place was that old saying, rubber baby buggy bumpers. Don't ask me why, but that's... I mean, they didn't. The cable access people didn't tell us to use that. Some of us who were kind of thinking outside the box a little bit figured, what the hell. Here I am, folks. For those of you on the video side, I am here, yes. And you'll notice I'm, for those of you watching on the video side, they're seeing, for you on the internet radio side, the video people are getting to see me wearing a olive drab cover, an olive drab hat, with a subdued American flag. I wear this in support of our troops. On the back of it, and I hope I can remove this and put it back again without having to struggle too much. I don't know if it's going to show up or not, but here is the back piece on the hat. It says Bohica. With the Democrats in charge, Bohica is the word of the day. The word of the day every day on this broadcast. You're probably saying to yourself, well, what does Bohica mean, George? Bohica stands for, it's an acronym. It stands for Bend over. Here it comes again. I'm telling you, some days you get the bear. I'm trying to put this on without taking my hat off. Otherwise, I'll have hat hair all over the place. I'm glad this is on Velcro. Hey, I did it. What do you know? All right. First time for everything. I never actually did it like this before. Joining me on the phone lines at 347-945-5747 is a man from Texas. A man who knows how to really, really have fun with a gun. And also comes to this show and helps me with discussions. Now, I don't know where the crazy Cajun is tonight, but we'll see. And of course, I'm talking about my Lone Star State buddy, Gunslinger.
Me. What's up, Doc?
Not a whole lot. Well, except the temperature. It's going to be almost 100 the next couple of days. Not quite 99, but that's close enough to 100. And then we drop off, finally.
Yeah. 1 degree shy of 100. Close enough, yeah. But Gunslinger, you're used to those kind of temperatures down there, I mean, in Texas. So it's really not all that, it's like, peh, also 100. That's nothing.
Yeah, I mean, it's been a mild summer. Because July and August are the hottest temperatures down here in North Texas. We've only had 6 days of 100 degrees. That's it. Normally it's 20 plus. So it's been a real mild one. So, yeah, I'll take it.
Yeah. And now, Gunslinger, just to let people know, during spring and fall, when the temperatures are low, what's the start of a low temperature that you feel you're freezing to death in?
Probably 60, low 60s. Okay,
now,
especially if there's a north.
Now, that's the way Gunslinger feels, temperature wise, in Texas. It's cold to him. It's 60 degrees. But up here in the Northeast, in New York, we New Yorkers find 60 degrees tolerable, comfortable, and rather pleasant. For me, freezing is anything from 32 degrees and going down. For a Texan, that's the ice age temperatures.
Sub-zero, prehistoric, fucking iceberg, penguin weather.
Yeah. Exactly. And I'll tell you something. For someone from New York, and I know a few people that did move to Texas. They're just outside. One couple has a nice little ranch just outside of Austin. You know, beautiful town. I can't pronounce the town's name to save my ass, but I'm not going to try. But they have this nice little ranch. Their nearest neighbor is like 3 or 4 miles away. And they love it, but it took them the better part of almost 2 or 3 years to get used to the temperature variant in Texas, especially in the wintertime. I mean, my friend was outside in a T-shirt and jeans at 70 degrees, and then it gets down to 60 degrees. He's out there in shorts. He's like, and this is in the middle of just, and this is like in the middle of December, end of December. And he goes, George, you really got to come down here. This is incredible weather. That'd be like me going to Florida for Christmas. Whoever heard of having a palm tree for decorated for Christmas? I mean, no, I'm not dissing Florida, okay? Don't get me wrong, people in Florida. It's just that, I don't know, that doesn't sound very Christmassy. And plus, I like snow. I do. I don't like it up to my waistline, but I do like freaking snow, okay? It's kind of a given there, you know? I don't know. Maybe it's just my imagination, Gunslinger, but even Cherokee Rose, where she is, over there in Arizona, says that 60 degrees is cold there, too. Wow. See, where Cherokee Rose is, where you are, to me, 60 degrees would be nice and comfy. It really would. But y'all would turn into popsicles if you came up to New York at Christmas time. I swear you would. you'd be like, somebody turn the heat up to 150 degrees. It's freezing in here. I've got icicles on my fingertips.
Yeah, I was going to say iceberg. Iceberg is more like it. Fuck the popsicles. More like icebergs.
Oh, my God. Cherokee Rose just said on Twitch, they decorate palm trees here in Arizona. I'm like, excuse me? I'm thinking like, oh, I thought Florida was the only one that did that. Okay. Florida, I owe you a bigger apology because I thought you guys were the only ones. Not knocking decorating palm trees. I mean, I've never seen it done, but I've heard about it. And I don't know. Because I would think it's kind of difficult to decorate a palm tree like a Bruce spruce. You know, maybe it's just me. Okay, so, you know, here we are, off to the races as always. Let me see here. Well, let me start with that article, that story about how Jen Psaki snapped at Peter Ducey from Fox News and said, "I think it's irresponsible to say Americans are stranded. They are not. I think it's irresponsible to say they're not stranded when they are." Now check this out, folks. Okay, check this out. Now, thousands of Americans are stranded in Afghanistan in a potential hostage situation because of Joe Biden's botched withdrawal. This is what the Gateway Pundit is, writes. How? Oh, please excuse me. I have slight indigestion. That's not fair. Ooh, I went to read the next paragraph and I almost belched in everybody's ears. Sheesh. No figures. Anyway, I know, it's terrible. However, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki, who probably drinks too much sake, I added that, by the way, couldn't help myself, on Monday insisted Americans are not stranded in Afghanistan. Now, Fox News reporter Peter Ducey pointed out that Joe Biden evacuated U.S. troops in Afghanistan, leaving thousands of American civilians stranded. Jen Psaki retorted with the following. "First of all, I think it's irresponsible to say Americans are stranded. They are not. We are committed to bringing Americans who want to come home, home. Do you think they want to stay with the Taliban? Taliban?" Oh, sorry, I kind of repeated myself like she did with the word home. Okay. Psaki continued, "We are in touch with them via phone, via text, via email, any way that we can possibly reach Americans to get them home if they want to return home." Notice Psaki is giving the Biden administration an out by saying Americans who want to come home. This is just the Biden administration victim-blaming innocent Americans who are stranded behind enemy lines. The Biden administration, actually a dictatorship, but you say it any way you like, doesn't know how many Americans are still trapped behind enemy lines in Afghanistan. Biden's Pentagon spokes, Pentagon spokes. I like the way they write these things. John Kirby on Monday was deliberately vague when asked how many Americans have been evacuated from Kabul airport. Now, Joe Biden turned his back, walked away, and refused to answer questions about Afghanistan on Monday. Okay, first of all, he's not going to answer questions because he doesn't have any answers. Because he hasn't a clue of what he's doing. He's suffering from either dementia or Alzheimer's. I don't know what the fuck his brain cells. Maybe his brains are finally turned to sawdust and he just doesn't give a shit. But I don't care how many Americans are over there. Do you really think people want from this country want to stay over there knowing the Taliban's going to kill them? I mean, it's kind of frustrating. Gunslinger, I mean, am I the only one who feels that Biden left American civilians in Afghanistan to fucking die?
Well, yeah, pretty much. I mean, obviously he don't give a fuck when there could have been a whole lot better situation that they could have handled that in, okay? I was reading yesterday that they activated some part of the government that they can, well, they can not seize, but they can request that some of these airliners donate their time and their airlines or their airplanes rescue these people. 18 so far have been volunteered, I guess, you want to put a word for it. So American Airlines, all the, you know, all the big carriers, so they have to put at least two or three airplanes, the jets, you know, the big commercial airplanes, to fly. They don't fly to Afghanistan. They go to some other city that's like 100 miles away or something, but it's still up to the military to go into that hot zone or that hot airport and take them from there to this alternative airport, and then they fly wherever they want to fly, last time I heard. But, yeah, you know, it's not in danger. When you got bullets flying at you, you don't think you might not be in danger? Interesting. Ghost bullets, that's what they are, ghost bullets.
Well, I think it's really irresponsible of very irresponsible of the idiot in the White House, his propaganda bitch, for lack of a better way of putting it, to sit there and say that you know, they're not stranded. Of course they're fucking stranded. Now, to go in line with this story from Breitbart, and I think you're going to find this upsetting to no end. I know I did. The Taliban threatens Joe Biden. Stay in Afghanistan past August and suffer consequences, which means any Americans that are still there probably are going to end up getting killed. Seriously. Okay. Now, a senior Taliban spokesman told the UK's Sky News on Monday that the United States and its ally Britain will face quote-unquote consequences if they seek to extend their military presence in Afghanistan to ensure the safe evacuation of their citizens. Now, Joe Biden announced this summer that he would withdraw all American troops from the country by August 31st. That deadline is rapidly approaching, folks, just so you're aware. Biden had previously announced in April that the withdrawal would end on September 11, the 20th anniversary of the jihadist attacks that prompted the Afghan war. Both dates were a significant extension of the war from the set withdrawal date under President Donald Trump, who brokered a deal with the Taliban that would have seen a full American military exit by May 1st. The Taliban followed Biden's extension of the war and his choice to break the agreement Trump brokered with the jihadist organization with a nationwide campaign to overthrow the now former government of Afghanistan. The campaign culminated with Taliban terrorists surrounding the country's capital, Kabul, on August 15th, prompting former President Ashraf Ghani to abruptly flee the country. Bear with me. I'm trying to scroll and I'm having a little trouble with my fingers working the mouse. The Taliban leaders now control nearly all of Afghanistan except a small pocket of resistance in north-central Panjshir province. I'm not sure if I pronounced that right or not. With the jihadists claimed on Monday they had surrounded and would soon control. Now, Taliban spokesman Zahal Shaheen discussed the current situation in Kabul, where thousands are attempting to reach the airport to avoid being under Taliban rule. With the UK's Sky News, denying that the crowds feared for their safety under the radical Islamist terrorist group. The desperation to flee Taliban rule has prompted multiple deaths in and around the Kabul airport, resulting from stampedes to deliberate violence. Easy for me to say. Eyewitnesses have also reported extensive violence against civilians on the part of the Taliban thugs outside the airport, reports the Pentagon confirmed last week. Shaheen appeared to use the unsubstantiated claim that the Kabul airport chaos did not result from any fear of the Taliban to support the Taliban's resistance to foreign forces staying in the country to help civilians flee. Now, the August 31st deadline, Shaheen said, was a red line. Oh, brother, what is with people in that red line? Biden announced on 31 August they would withdraw all their military forces. So if they extend it, that means they are extending occupation while there is no need for that, Shaheen said. If the U.S. or U.K. were to seek additional time to continue evacuations, the answer is no, or there would be consequences. It will create mistrust between us. If they are intent on continuing the occupation, it will provoke a reaction. Shaheen did not elaborate on what consequences Western soldiers would face in the event that their leader ordered them to remain in the country. In April, following Biden's announcement he would break the deal, the Taliban organization published an official statement vowing every necessary countermeasure against the United States for violating the agreement, suggesting attacks on American troops. In practice, the Taliban limited such attacks, but instead placed all its focus on forcing the Afghan government out of every corner of the country, including northern regions it never controlled while ruling Afghanistan prior to the 2001 invasion. According to Afghanistan's State Military for Peace, the Taliban launched 22,000 attacks on the Afghan National Defense and Security Forces, the national military, between April and July. Biden suggested in an interview with ABC News' George Stephanopoulos last week that he would consider extending America's military presence in Afghanistan beyond the August 31st deadline. Biden orders 6,000 troops into the country in the immediate aftermath of the Taliban takeover. About 2,500 American troops were present in the country at the end of the Trump administration. Biden responded yes when Stephanopoulos asked if he was committed to making sure that the troops stay until every American who wants to be out is out, which may occur after August 31st. The commitment holds to get everyone out that, in fact, we can get out and everyone that should come out, Biden elaborated, including not just Americans, but Afghan nationals who aided the U.S. government. And that's the objective. That's what we're doing now. That's the path we're on. And I think we'll get there. Asked directly if Americans should expect to see their soldiers in Afghanistan past the withdrawal day, Biden said no. On Monday, Shaheen dismissed the necessity of American or British troops staying in the country to support evacuations, arguing that the Taliban's repeated promises it would not target Afghan collaborators with the West or foreign civilians were enough to claim the general population. I assure you, it is not about being worried or scared, Shaheen told Sky News about the thousands attempting to flee Kabul. that is a kind of economic migration because Afghanistan is a poor country and 70% of the people of Afghanistan live under the line of poverty. So everyone wants to resettle in Western countries to have a prosperous life. It is not about being scared. Bullshit. Shaheen dismissed all video, eyewitness, and other extensive evidence of Taliban jihadis threatening and sometimes attacking people who people believe to have worked with either the former Afghan government or the United States as fake news. On women's rights, he claimed women are required to have the same rights as you have in your country, United Kingdom, but with a hijab. The past Taliban rule required women to wear burqas, a full body covering that does not show eyes. A hijab is a headscarf that covers hair. Now women teachers have resumed work, lost nothing. Female journalists, they have resumed their work, lost nothing. Shaheen said. Women journalists in Afghanistan have vocally protested that Shaheen's claim is false. I wanted to return to work, but unfortunately they did not allow me to work. They told me that the regime has changed and you cannot work. Shabnam Khan Davran, an anchor for Radio Television Afghanistan, said last week, beyond banning women from working, Dahran and other professional women in the country have denounced Taliban jihadists preventing women from leaving their homes at all. Put this picture in your heads, folks. Picture this. Okay? Here you have this this oppressive terrorist organization threatening our people, the American people, threatening people from the UK. Basically, they're telling the UK's leadership and Joe Biden that if we don't get our people, our citizens out of Afghanistan by the deadline, there will be consequences. Now, let me translate what that means in simple English. The Taliban's simple definition of consequences is they will kill the American citizens, and they will kill American soldiers. That's what they do. Now, as far as the oppressive nature of what is going on over there, okay, while we were there, women were able to work, as you just heard. They were able to do the job of journalism. Everything's going to go backwards over there, just like everything's going backwards over here. This country has gone in reverse. Okay? This country is going in reverse. And I'm sorry, but if Biden keeps going the way he's going, our American civilians are going to die in Afghanistan. Any soldiers over there are going to end up getting killed. Because the Taliban is a bloodthirsty terrorist organization that doesn't give two shits. Okay? They don't. So, for these folks over there, for the Afghan people to be in fear for their lives, They got every right to be afraid for their lives. Okay? They do. They have every right to fear for their safety, for their very lives. Especially the Afghan translators that worked with our people, with the American people, you know, and worked with the troops over there. Those poor souls are going to end up dead if they're not dead already. Trump had a plan in place that, by definition, would have worked a lot better and saved American lives. But Biden decided to, because it wasn't a Democrat plan, it wasn't part of the Democrat agenda, decided to scrap it and put everybody at risk. And Cherokee Rose even said, what I'm thinking here, women and children in Afghanistan are in grave danger as well. Look, I don't give a flying fuck what the Taliban says. They so much as harm the hair on one child's head, their ass is grass. And I know there's a world that will condemn them and kick ass. Biden won't send anybody over there to do that. Biden's sucking up to these fuckers. So, Gunslinger, we're talking about a terrorist organization that is hell-bent, okay, truly hell-bent on taking Afghanistan backwards and being an oppressive regime, taking any American civilian that's over there past the deadline, okay, and they're going to end up killing them. Any soldier over there will end up getting killed. Because Biden started sucking the dicks of the Taliban and abandoned a plan that would have saved human lives. What is it going to take? How much more do the American people have to put up with this fuckhead completely destroying everything that Trump worked for, that Trump did? And what's it going to take to wake this country up? Do these people, do the American civilians in Afghanistan, they're stranded there right now, do they have to die before the American people wake the fuck up? Go ahead.
Well, probably the answer to that is yes. Remember, these people, especially Biden, he don't give a fuck about them people over there, okay? He don't get, you know, because he doesn't have enough brain cells to really even care. He's more, you know, out to be sniffing little girls' hair and feeling their boobs and all this shit. That's what he would rather concentrate on. Oh, fuck the American people, you know, fuck them. They're just an acceptable loss. Okay, so. And, you know, these people, again, and this is what I've said before, they've had 20 years now knowing that this day was going to come. It's going to eventually come. And it did. But he could have handled it a hell of a lot better, like Trump was going to. You don't pull everything out like that, or pull the fucking foundation out from under the building. You start taking the building down from the top. If you want to tear the building down, you don't start busting the base out because the building's going to collapse on you, guaranteed. That's exactly what they did here. Not only are these people that are in danger over there now, but, you know, $800 billion of sophisticated equipment that was left over there, okay? Guns, machine guns, Humvees, helicopters, rockets, I mean, fuck it, name it. Them dumb fucks left it over there. Okay? Guess who got it now? Well, them terrorists got it. Well, them are some well-armed terrorists now, thanks to fucking dumb fuck. Okay? That's what you do when you leave a country, is you take all your military secrets with you. Hell, when Russia pulled out of Afghanistan, they took every nut, screw, and bolt that belonged to Russia. Everything they took. They didn't leave anything. But that's, you know, of course, they're a little smarter than, you know, Schniffer in the White House is. You know, at least under President Trump's plan, it would have been a more organized, more smarter move, okay, instead of just going, oh, yeah, we're going, yep, catch you later, and not leaving all the American people over there. And for the American people that want to stay over there, well, good luck. Fuck y'all. You want to go around, hang around terrorists that wants to shoot your ass, kill your ass, and probably blow up America as it stands? Well, you know, hey, more power to you. Have a nice life.
Well, Gunslinger, you got to remember, we're talking about Joseph. The R stands for retard. Okay? He should never have been able to get into the White House. Okay? Never. But he did. He got in there. He BS'd, lied, cheated, and stole. Now, based on conversations I've had with people who are in the know and knowledgeable about political situations like what happened in 2020, I can say with certainty that they will not cheat in 2022 or 2024 because they know they've been embarrassed. All right? They have been publicly embarrassed with these audits. So now, the chance to get Biden out, and if Trump runs, get him back in, is almost 95% assured. Okay? Why do I say that? Because if I had any doubts in my mind whatsoever, I wouldn't be sitting here saying that with certainty. So Joe Biden's days in the Oval Office, they are numbered. They are truly numbered. He knows it. His fellow Democrats know it. After what happened with Andrew Cuomo, they know full well that come hell or high water, the Democrats have seen their last days in the sun. As far as their power is concerned, they don't like the idea, but nothing they can do to stop it. There's nothing they can do to stop it. The train to the derailment of the democratic rule by the DNC and others is rapidly coming to an end, because that there's, what, 5 seats that separate the very Congress. The Senate being split 50-50. Republicans are going to take that 50-50 and turn it into 60-40, 70-30. Because the American people are sick of it. So come 2022, the Republicans will take back the Senate. They'll take back the Congress, which means the Democrat agenda is going to spiral even further down the drain. And Joe Biden's days are numbered. Because once the Republicans take over both chambers, impeachment could be in his future. Impeachment of Kamala Harris, old camel toe herself, could be a very real thing. And those two idiots will be gone faster than a plate of spaghetti in front of my face. And I can eat spaghetti pretty quick. Go ahead.
Well, you know, it just depends on, you know, hopefully they will take back the Senate and the House in 2022. Just like that rally that Trump had in Alabama, what was it, Saturday? Upwards to 60,000 people now, I hear, was there. So,
yeah.
There's no doubt about that. I mean, there's plenty of Trump supporters. It's not the point that Trump lost. He didn't lose. Okay, the election was stolen by a bunch of damn criminals, corrupt fucking Democrats. That's who stole it. Okay, we all see that. You know, even he's not even president right now, and he's drawing crowds up 60,000 people. Really? In one little town in Alabama? Wow. That's impressive. When Joe Blow couldn't even get to fill up a damn conference room in the entire time, okay? So you can't underestimate your enemy, okay? They cheat, they may not, but based upon history, what has happened, and it did happen, they cheated like a motherfucker. Because they didn't get, I mean, they got caught, obviously. Yeah, we all know that they cheated, right? But nothing being done to them. Where's the lawsuits? Where's the indictments? Where is all this shit? There is none. Oh, yeah, they're spotted. Yeah, okay. Yeah, we know. Duh. We already know what the audits say. The dumb fuck cheated. Okay, we all know that. That is a fact. Okay? But if you don't do nothing about it, I don't give a damn what people say. Unless they get their hands spanked severely, okay, by people going to jail, well, hell, hey, we got away with it the first time. Let's try it again. And it's not going to guarantee. I mean, it's not guaranteed.
You're missing the point, though. Look at how scared they are of what's happening. They know these audits caught their hands in the cookie jar. They're too afraid to try this again, and you can see it in the way they're acting.
George, these people are not scared of anything, okay? It's just a facade. Look how bold and look how aggressive they was when President Trump was when he was in the office. They tried every fucking thing they could possibly try. Impeachment, Russia collusion, this, the dog ate it, the goat ate it. They tried every fucking thing under their goddamn power, okay, to try to get that man out of office by impeachment, okay? The first time, we'll try it the first time. But the second time, the third time, all this other shit, the fucking list goes on and on and on. I mean, based upon that, if they didn't win and they didn't get him out the first time, they should have stopped, okay? Then they would have said, well, okay, we tried, we lost. But they didn't. That's the point. They did not stop. They continued their bullshit. Okay? The second, the third, the fourth time, all this impeachment. Oh, Piglosi, oh, yeah, we're going to get that motherfucker. We're going to impeach that motherfucker. Okay? All the way to the very fucking end. That man was put through shit. A shitstorm. Okay? So, If they would go to the depths of what they did in the 4 years that he was president of the United States, all of a sudden they're going to just stop and say, hey, okay, we're scared to death. We give in. We give. Does a criminal ever stop being a criminal, George? No. They continue to do it on and on and on until they get caught, and then they get put in prison. Okay.
Well, Gunslinger, I'm not saying that they won't try anything else, but the way they cheated in 2020, they won't try the same method twice. They'll try something else. They'll try reverse because it's in their it's in their makeup. They'll go back to using.
Yeah, I agree. I mean, they won't do the same thing.
They'll go back to using the same mud is what they'll do.
Yeah. Well, no, they won't do the same tactics. They will try to figure something else out. Well, you know, when you go, when people go into prison as a criminal, they come out a better criminal because what do? They learn how to do it better in prison, okay? If they made the mistakes, well, I fucked up and robbed this place and the guy was home and damn near got shot and I got 5 years in prison, but the other cellmates, the other Democrats, are going to say, hey, you stupid motherfucker, why don't you rob that fucking place when they're not home? Gee whiz, wouldn't it make more sense? So they come out a better criminal. Same thing here. They won't do the exact same thing, probably. Probably 90% no, okay? But they will try to figure out another way to skin the cat. You know, you're saying, we have an old Texas saying down here, there's more than one way to skin a cat, okay? And that's true. There's a various number of ways to skin a cat, all right? So when this one fails, well, let's go here and try this one. And maybe this one will do this time, too, see? You know, it's just, it's logic. I mean, once a criminal, always a criminal. There is no fucking curing these people because they can't be cured because they're so fucked up in the head. Power hungry. Go ahead.
Well, I respectfully disagree. Okay, I don't see them using the same tactics. I see them going and because look at what's happening. They're taking this country in reverse. Going back to what was done to us before Trump got in office. A total reversal. So what's their MO? What's their pattern? The same basic strategies of reverse, reverse, reverse. Okay, this didn't, we tried this, it worked, but we know we don't dare try it again. So let's go back to mudslinging, personal attacks, and using women to come forward and say that they've been sexually abused, sexually harassed, raped, if necessary, but we won't go in this direction again. We tried it. We got away with it once. So we'll try it this direction, and it is part of their party's genetic makeup to do that, and it's what they're doing now by taking this country backwards. Everything that Trump put in place that worked and worked really great for the economy, for example, look at what Joe Biden did. He by executive order, fuck you, America, fuck you, America, fuck you, America. And what's happening with our economy now? Prices are going through the fucking roof. You go to the store, you buy a gallon of milk, it's costing almost $6 a goddamn gallon in some places. I was with a friend of mine just this morning. We went to go have coffee, you know, and a little breakfast, too. He was treating me to breakfast this morning, which was nice of him. But what happened was he had to stop at the gas station. 3 months ago, the gas station we went to was $3.01 per gallon. He pulled up there today. It was $3.50 a gallon. Gas prices are going up through the roof again. What were they under Obama? High as a fucking kite. Because we were not energy independent. Well, we're not energy independent again. And that's what's happening. Because Biden and the Democrats shoved the gear shift into reverse and said, fuck you, you're not supposed to be prosperous. You're not supposed to be happy. So we're going to make you miserable. We know that the prices are going to jump up. Ha ha, we win again. It is the way they operate. It's the way they work. I've seen it far too many times. And if people out there are too blind to see it, to see it themselves? Well, I'm sorry, but how many times have I been right on this show? For 13 years, I've said shit that nobody ever fucking listened to. And they kept saying, well, this is going to happen, this is going to happen, this is going to happen. And then when I say, well, no, my gut instinct says, this is what's going to happen. And all of a sudden, my gut instinct was proven right within a days to a week. Trust me, my gut instinct tells me these Democrats aren't going to be trying anything stupid like they did the last time. They're going to just go in reverse, like they've been taking this country in reverse since Biden got in there. And we the people are going to suffer in the long run. But the American people are not stupid. They're not going to let them get away with stupidity. Because if they pull another horror show that keeps that fuckhead in the White House, or if Kamala Harris, old camel toe the hoe herself, runs in 2024, well, guess what? I'll tell you right now, if she wins, there's gonna be an uprising in this country. Because nobody trusts that fucking wench. All right? Nobody trusts her at all. Not even her own party. So, trust me, my gut says that the 22 and 24 are the chance for the Republicans, and best chance. And I stand by my gut feeling. When you've been coming to this show long enough, you know when my gut says this, that, and the other thing, 99 times out of 100, I'm usually spot the fuck on. Now, let's move along here, shall we? Time is it? Okay. I really wish Mike was here. You know, he usually jumps into the fray. I'm surprised he's not here today. Okay. Now check this out. You're gonna love this. All right. The National Education Association, the NEA, get a load of this, opposes vaccines for teachers, but mandates for kids. Let me read that headline again. The National Education Association opposes vaccines for teachers, but mandates them for kids. Let that sink in as I get ready to read this, courtesy of Newsmax. While the National Education Association President Becky Pringle recently told The Atlantic the organization backs requiring vaccinations for all people who work with our students or submitting to regular testing, she is wary of issuing mandates except perhaps when it comes to students being required to wear masks in school. We believe that all educators have the right to have a union that works with them and the district to keep our students and educators safe, Pringle said in an interview released last week. Now, some employers will have to have accommodations. We know that is a reality. And so it is absolutely essential that educators and their representatives have the opportunity to have those kinds of conversations. The number one thing is to keep our students safe. To do that, we have to follow the science, she added. She noted, we're seeing some of our children's hospitals overrun because the Delta variant is impacting our students to a greater degree. We have, from the beginning, called for the vaccination of everyone, she continued. Everyone who can be vaccinated needs to be vaccinated. In the early spring, we fought to get educators prioritized, but we didn't just stop there. Right now, we are partnering with the Department of Education to raise vaccination rates among our students who are 12 and up. 90% of our educators are vaccinated. We believe that anyone who is working with kids should be vaccinated. That's why we called for the vaccination of all adults who work with students or to submit to regular testing. What we have said is that we support requiring vaccinations for all people who work with our students or submitting to regular testing. That's our position. Talk about repetitive nonsense. When asked directly if she does not support vaccine mandates, Pringle said, "We are calling for districts and employers to work directly with educators and their unions to address the complexities of vaccinations and accommodations that will need to be made for educators." She later added, "We know the complexities of vaccinations. We have to make sure that school districts work with educators, whether it is reaching those who have not yet been vaccinated or ensuring that any adults who are with students are being tested." When asked about mask mandates in schools, Pringle said the pushback on masks has posed challenges in some areas. "I will say the National Education Association has tried to get a deeper understanding of what's actually happening versus what's being reported. When some parents demand that their students have the right to not wear a mask, it gets a lot of attention and media coverage. In most cases, parents want their students to go back to school wearing masks." That's a lie, folks. I hate to say it. She continued, "That loud minority is there, and it does concern our educators, but it doesn't necessarily reflect the majority opinion, even in rural or conservative areas. Educators all over the country are speaking up. Parents are speaking up too. They understand that it can't be this vocal minority who seem to be winning the day when that is not the case. It's not. Most parents want everything done to keep their kids safe. Most parents want their students to be back to in-person learning, and they know that for that to happen, every mitigation strategy has to be put in place: vaccinations, masks, cleaning, ventilation, distancing." Okay, first of all, parents across the country are saying, "Where's our rights to decide for our children? When did we abandon our right to choose what's best for our child?" Okay, if my stepdaughter were a child today in school, okay, I know her mother very well. She would agree with me 100% that forcing a child to wear a mask on their face all day long, the same mask, and breathing in the carbon dioxide that she just breathed out is toxic to the body. That's been proven. That's science. The science proves that. So if you Democratic assholes in the National Education Association want to promote science, then you need to follow that science too. When she says, parents want their kids to wear masks, that's bullshit. That is utter nonsense. There are some parents around here that have the face diapers on their kids' mugs. And I'm sorry, it's getting ridiculous. All this nonsense, all this bullshit with wearing masks and stuff, is starting to get on my last nerve. Okay? This Delta variant, how many people have caught it? How many people have recovered from it? How many people have died from it? How many people have been hospitalized for it? In the early days of this pandemic, we knew all that shit because it was being reported. Now all of a sudden, we're not hearing a fucking thing. But based on the science and the number of people infected, you have to wear a mask. You have to be vaccinated, blah, 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 blah. Again, how many people have caught it? How many people have been hospitalized for it? How many people have died from it? You're not going to tell us that, libtards. You're not going to fucking tell us. But you're going to shove it down our throats that we know what's best for you kind of mentality. All right, so the teachers have to, as the headline pointed out, they're opposing vaccines for teachers, but kids wear masks. Don't do as I do, do as I command you. Isn't that what I've been saying all along? With Democrats, that's their basic mentality. That's their basic MO. Everything I have said about these Democrats has come to pass. Everything I've said about them has happened. I'm telling you, they're taking us on a course backwards, and they're trying to, they're telling parents without actually saying the words, your children are our responsibility. You don't have a say in anything that happens with them. End of story. The Democrats have basically taken away parental rights without actually physically doing that. Gunslinger?
Well, you know, like I said, you know, we've always said this, they're not going to want you to know all these things because they're lying, okay? I mean, again, if this was such a deadly pandemic, I mean, if this was everybody's going to drop dead tomorrow, okay, they would not be allowing the airlines to go back to work, which they are now, okay? They're flying again. The borders would be tight, sealed up, zipped up like a fucking rusty zipper, okay? All this stuff would not be happening. They wouldn't be allowing tens of thousands and more people into this country, okay? Your emergency rooms would be, there would be a line around the block. I could go down here right now, 10 miles from me, from the front end to the biggest fucking hospital in this goddamn county, okay? And you might see a dozen people in there, okay? Just last week, we drove by there going down, because I forgot where we was going, but we drive right by it on the highway. It's Baylor University, Baylor Hospital, one of the biggest fucking hospitals in North Texas, okay? The fucking place was empty, okay? I think there might have been a couple of cars out in the emergency parking lot there. That was it. So if this is, everybody is just getting this shit and filling up the fucking emergency rooms and all this shit, I'd like to see it. I'd like to see it because I ain't seen it yet. Okay? And where's all the number? You know, just like you said, remember when this shit first come out? You could get on the internet, you could get the numbers, the world numbers, right down to the fucking minute. Can't find it now. Try to go out there and find it. Not there. They took it down. So why? Maybe there's something, maybe it's as bad as they say it is, which I don't think it is. Because you got something there. You could get something that has a 99% fucking survival rate. Okay? So, yeah, there's going to be a few people that's going to have, you know, underlying health issues and stuff like that. But which is worse, the virus or the cure, supposedly, the vaccine? I'm not going to take that chance, okay? Having blood clots and all kinds of no, sorry. You want to experiment on somebody? You go goddamn get you another guinea pig, okay? And they said, well, this vaccine has now been approved by the FDA. No, really?
Yeah, the Pfizer vaccine was approved. I'm glad you brought that up because, okay, Pfizer vaccine gets approved, right? And the Moderna came out before the Pfizer one, if I'm not mistaken.
Yeah, I think it was.
Why did Pfizer get the approval before Moderna?
Yeah, well,
is there something wrong with the Moderna?
Yeah, whether it's Pfizer, Moderna, McDonald's, Big Mac, whoever, doesn't matter. They can't get out of stage two fucking testing. They have bypassed stage two testing. There's three stages. Stage two is animal testing. They test it on the animals first, monkeys, rats, and all that shit, okay? They can't do it because it's killing the damn animals that they tested it on. So how can they approve something when they can't even make it out of stage two? Stage three is the human testing. They can't even make it out of stage two. Sure, I could say, well, yeah, this is approved. Go ahead, use it. But does it make it safe? No. Go ahead.
I don't know. This whole thing makes no sense to me. Oops. Forgot to mute my microphone on the cell phone. Actually, I can hang up that line now. Don't need it on anymore. I had to step away from the desk. That's why I was off camera. But I wanted to be still keeping the mix with the with the broadcast. And let me get some comments here from Cherokee Rose because you're going to find this very curious. I'll pick up on these last few comments here. Come on. Thank you. They don't know there are no tests for individual variants. And there's no test for the individual variants. They're using the same test that I've been taking right along. And by the way, I'm still COVID-19 negative. And I'm thankful for that, really. But it's the same test. One test fits all? No, it doesn't. If that were the case, earlier today at 5 o'clock, I had to go for an ultrasound of my abdomen because of the gallbladder. If one size fits all, then the ultrasound from my gallbladder today would also fit, I don't know, an ultrasound of my elbow, an ultrasound of my head, an ultrasound of, you see where I'm going with this, folks? One test does not fit all. But the Democrats would have us believe it does. And they claim it's
following the science. Yeah, no, I don't think so. I hate to be the one to break it to you, but no, you're not following the science.
You might be following some variation of Mickey Mouse science, but you're not following the science. Okay? Let's be realistic here. Cherokee Rose went on to say, so true. If this were serious, and she agrees with you on this, Gunslinger, borders would be closed. And I agree with you, too, on that. If it were that serious, they'd shut down the borders. If it were that serious. But they didn't. And they haven't. And they're not going to. By keeping those borders open, they're allowing people who are COVID-19 positive and probably positive for other diseases as well to come into this country and infect all of us. These are folks who have not been tested, not been vaccinated, none of that shit. But yet we have to get vaccinated. We have to get tested. Oh, by the way, none of these fucking people that cross the border, except maybe the ones that the select few that the lamestream media shows, have masks on their faces. But a very big chunk are coming into this country without a mask on, that haven't been vaccinated, and are not being tested. And they're disappearing into this country. And I just found out recently that they're actually, the courtesy of Biden and his regime, they're flying. They're flying people from the border into New York. You heard right, folks. They're flying people who have not been vaccinated, tested, or anything else into New York. And once they get here, they're gone. You don't see them ever again. Ain't that lovely? Now, Cherokee Rose says, I agree. I'm not taking chance on vax either. I don't blame her. I took the chance and I got lucky. I really did. Now Biden is pushing for a booster shot. Fuck that. I took the risk once. I'm not taking it again. Fuck you. And yeah, the FDA rushed the approvals. She agrees with us on that. They did. It takes anywhere from 5 to 15 years to properly test any vaccine. The best length of time to give it full testing ability is at least 10 to 15 years. Okay? They didn't do that. And like Gunslinger said, where were the animal trials? How come we didn't hear about that? Oh, wait. Because the animals probably ended up dead. I didn't hear anything about human trials. Did you? So Cherokee Rose is like, no thanks. And along the way, she agreed with things that were being said with an exclamation point saying, exactly. And the last thing she said is, in regards to what I've been saying just now, it's crazy. Trust me, my dear, it's not only crazy, it's batshit crazy. All right? Batshit crazy. So you can pretty much guess at this point what's going to be happening. Oh, and by the way, Gunslinger, the one thing with the blood clot issue from these vaccines, the one thing that is a saving grace that science does prove also, if you're taking blood thinners like I do, the risk of blood clots is dramatically minimized. So if there was a chance of me getting blood clots because of the vaccine, thank God I take Xarelto. because if I didn't take a blood thinner, oh yeah, I'd probably end up with blood clots galore. And I probably wouldn't be sitting here to talk about it. So, it's frightening. Some of the side effects are absolutely demonstrously frightening. Oh, maybe it's just me, but at some point somebody's got to wake these fuckers up and say, you always claim follow the science, follow the science. Well, guess what? We follow the science, and you slap us in the face. Those doctors that posted a video on YouTube about hydroxychloroquine, your Democrat liberal bitches over at YouTube took it down as misinformation real fast. But yet they were providing the science to back up what they were saying. So unless the science is whatever you say it is, how are we supposed to follow the science if other scientists are refuting your claims with scientific evidence? I don't know, Gunslinger. Does that sound like a dictatorship telling you, we have the science, our science is the only science you have to follow? These doctors and specialists over here who are saying that you could take this and it will help you with this, that's not based on science. Their science is faulty. Their science is wrong. Ours is right, theirs is wrong, and that's all that matters. You follow our science. Does that sound about right? Go ahead.
Well, that sounds exactly right. Okay? Because they know what this shit will do. Just like they do with all these other drugs that you see it on the internet advertised all the time. I seen one today about Roundup, you know, that pesticide. If you use this pesticide for more than whatever, you're now entitled to monetary justification or whatever, because it's killing you. Okay, Roundup and some of these other drugs. I mean, I'm sitting there going, just replace whatever the drug or whatever it is with vaccine. That's all you got to do. And then there's a bunch of them on Facebook that I just say, replace whatever, say asbestos. One of them was about asbestos. You tell me they didn't know what fucking asbestos was? Bullshit. I spent 20 years in the goddamn electrical field, okay? Thank God I avoided most of it, okay? I avoided most of it. But they know exactly what that shit is. They're goddamn chemists, for God's sake. They fucking invented the shit, okay? And on Facebook, when I see that, I'd say, well, replace asbestos with vaccine. And then I'd say, tick, 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 like a time bomb. You'll just see. Give it, you know, a couple years, 3 years, 5 years, okay, whatever. You'll see exactly what I'm saying is true. You know, all these lawyers and all these things. Oh, well, did you take that Pfizer vaccine in 2021? Well, you're now entitled to just compensation unless you're dead. Okay, so it's, I see the handwriting on the wall, you know, it's clear, they do it all the time. What's new? I mean, really? Go ahead.
Well, that's the problem. It's going to take at least 5, maybe 10 years for something like that to happen.
Yeah.
By then, God knows how many people are going to be, it'll be too late for some folks.
Right. Yep.
And that's the sad reality. Now, I don't know why it didn't get over here, why this browser. I'm using the same browser that I'm using currently on the main computer. But for some reason, there it is. For some reason, it's not, the stories didn't get over there yet. I don't know why. the synchronization's not working. So I'm going to have to do it the old-fashioned way and put the link in the chat room for this story so I can pull it up on the other computer, because there's a clip I want you all to listen to regarding the businesses in New York City. Now, if you remember, last week we were talking about about de Blasio mandating businesses to they were mandating businesses to, in a sense, be their brown shirts, their jackboot thugs. They'll look at people like, say you go into a restaurant, you've got the person who's going to seat you standing there and saying, hello, welcome to whatever the name of the restaurant is. How many people in your party? And do you have proof that you're vaccinated, even just the first shot? What happened to the HIPAA rights? Well, guess what? The businesses are pushing back. They are pushing back, folks. They are. One America News is where this is coming from. So take a listen to this, and you tell me. Let me set this accordingly and press the button, George.
Some New York City business owners are suing Mayor Bill de Blasio over his COVID vaccine mandate. One America's Caitlin Sinclair tells us more.
An organization representing independently owned restaurants filed a lawsuit against New York City and its mayor in an attempt to block the city from implementing its vaccine mandate. The plaintiffs include the Independent Restaurant Owners Association Rescue, in addition to several restaurants and fitness facilities in different boroughs. Their lawsuit argued that an executive order issued by New York City Mayor de Blasio on Monday requiring people to show proof of vaccination would hinder their business, life savings, and livelihood.
You know, we're already hurting. We already went through a rough roller coaster 18 months where, you know, we were open, closed, four to a table, indoor, outdoor, check temperatures, cleaning log, do this, do that. And right now the consensus from every single restaurant owner that I've spoken to, and I speak to about 200 a day, plus gym owners and other small, nobody wants this at all.
What the mayor's trying to do, he's trying to reach his hand all the way across New York City and squeeze business owners to make them basically his goons to do whatever it is that he wants. Maybe this week it'll be vaccines. Maybe next week it'll be something different.
Business owners worry, raising concerns about the mandate being discriminatory, about the rollout of fake vaccine cards, and what it could do to business if staff must turn away customers and, in turn, money. Under the new rules, anyone age 12 and older must now show proof of vaccination. And it is restaurant servers, bar staff, and business owners who must be the public enforcers of the mayor's new mandate.
I'm not interested in engaging in manually checking anyone's card. It's not my job. I don't work for the city. I'm not going to segregate people, discriminate against people, because it's not my job.
My job is to give people good food, good service, a great experience, not to be the Gustavo for our mayor, Bill de Blasio, and do his dirty work.
This now means almost a quarter of New York adults will no longer be able to enjoy many indoor activities. Does this still feel like America to you? This mayor is asking you, business owners, to segregate people, to make a new class of people based on the vaccinated and the unvaccinated. When asked about criticism from business owners who describe the mandate as discriminatory, de Blasio said this is about protecting people. Yeah, Mayor de Blasio, the man who puts criminals back on the streets, who has a city where shootings, crime, violence is skyrocketing, he wants you to believe this is about safety.
This is not the guy to take safety lessons from. It's not. If it was somebody else, maybe, but not him, not this mayor.
And business owners say they expect to hear back from the mayor soon.
We definitely expect to hear from him. You know, he does make comments daily when he does his press conferences about it. I'm sure our legal team and his legal team will talk. You know, fingers crossed. Let's hope that the mayor changes his mind and we can come up with a different solution to help New York City.
Caitlin Sinclair, One America News, New York.
Well, there is definitely a major pushback from business owners in New York City, and rightly so. Mayor de Blasio's mandate is going to severely cripple businesses in New York City, and he knows it, but he doesn't care. Based on what you just heard, let me go to Gunslinger and get his thoughts.
You just said it. He doesn't care. Key words, he does not care. Coming from somebody that has basically murdered 15,000 elderly people, why would he care?
That was Governor. That was Cuomo, not de Blasio.
Well, it's the same. It's the same. It's the same boat, isn't it? They're both libtards, aren't they? They're both Democrats, aren't they? Well, birds of a feather flock together, don't they? So it'd be the same mentality. So, yeah, I mean, it's like two for one. Why not? I mean, you know, yeah, the business people in New York should be pissed off because they're going to lose a lot of business, okay? Because, you know, if I was in New York and they said, well, can I see your papers? Can I see your papers, please? I'd say, go fuck yourself, motherfucker. I'll go to your goddamn competitor. Let's see how long you stay in business. You know, it's you got to do what you got to do, you know. And if these people want to lose their customers and lose money, hey, I hope it puts every one of them out of business because that's exactly what they deserve. You want to play the bullshit? Well, you're going to get shit all over your face then. Go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, it's one thing to... you know, to just, I mean, if they just, like for example, the grocery store franchise that I do business with when I go shopping, okay, they're not asking anybody if they're vaccinated or not. They're not asking to see proof of vaccination. Why? Because they're trusting people that don't have a mask on are vaccinated, okay? And quite frankly, as far as I'm concerned, you know, no business has any business asking me to prove that I'm vaccinated. That's a direct violation of my HIPAA rights. Now, if I walk into an establishment and they say to me, do you have proof of vaccination? I'll ask them, where's your medical license? Show me your medical license, and I'll show you my vaccination. You don't show me a degree that you graduated medical school, that you have a license to practice medicine. If you ain't got that, you don't need to see my stuff because I have a right to privacy. This is our privacy rights being violated, and they're using this pandemic as the excuse to violate our HIPAA rights, violate our right to privacy. Okay, it comes down to that simple a situation. All right, if anyone, like the laundromat, okay, that I go to, which is right next door to the complex I live in. If, you know, I went in there one day, and I didn't have a mask on. And the young lady was very polite, very respectful. She said, are you vaccinated? I said, yes, I am. And she goes, okay. She just looked at me, smiled, and said, thank you. And she was very polite about it. She didn't ask to see proof of vaccination because she knows it's not her place to do that. She doesn't have a right to see that. And even the people that own the laundromat know that, you know, if you're saying you're vaccinated, and you are, well, guess what? That's good enough for them. Now, people are in there. There are some that are they're wearing masks, and there are some that don't. You know, and the ones that do that, you know, it's obvious to me that they may not be vaccinated. You know, that's my guess anyway. I can't be sure of that. And it's none of my business whether they are or not. And I'm not going to walk up to someone who's not wearing a mask and go, hey, you vaccinated? You got proof? Ain't my place to know that shit. But de Blasio, like I said, doesn't give a fuck. And you're right, Gunslinger. It's the same mentality as Cuomo has that cost between 9 and 15,000 seniors their lives. It's the don't do as I do as I command you. And you heard one of these business owners say, you know, he doesn't work for the city. If de Blasio wants people to be showing proof at a business, he needs to send his brown shirts to every business. Okay? To that business. And I guarantee if they're standing inside that establishment and they don't work there, but they work for the city, you know what people are going to tell that city employee? Fuck you. You're not a doctor. I didn't sign a paper saying you have a right to know my business. And they will not patron any business that, you know, requires you to show proof of vaccination. I was talking to some people that I know here in the area that go to Outback Steakhouse at least once or twice a month because, you know, they love the food, and two, you know, they like to treat themselves to something, to a really good meal, okay? Even the people at Outback Steakhouse don't ask you if you're vaccinated or not. And if they do, they're not asking you to show proof that you are. They're taking you at your word. This is the kind of insanity that's going on in this country, Gunslinger. And I'm sorry. It's just wrong on every conceivable level. Now, Cherokee Rose made a couple of comments here that I want to get to. Cherokee Rose said, absolutely, not freedom, unbelievable. I will not patron places that ask for my personal info. Don't blame you there, young lady. I agree with you on that 100% plus. Cherokee Rose went on to say, oh, would have had to say none of your business because it's none of their business. I agree. It is none of their business. And I think I said on this broadcast that this was going to, that something like this was going to happen. And look what's happening. De Blasio shoved a mandate out there expecting business owners to be his jackbooted thugs. And I was spot on with that. I'm telling you, folks, when I tell you something, you can take it to the bank. I stand by what I say when it comes to eventually, if not enough people are quote vaccinated in Biden's brain sawdust brain cells, he's gonna try mandating by executive order that people get vaccinated. You watch. I got that gut feeling it's coming, and it'll happen in short order. He's already said he's going to send people door to door, knocking on people's doors, and the only way that they're going to know you're not vaccinated is they're going to look at the records. You know, like they're going to look at the medical group where I got vaccinated. They're going to see that. Okay, George Sinzer got the first and second shot in Moderna. We don't have to go and knock on his door. Mr. and Mrs.
Mr. and Mrs. America at such and such address apparently has not been vaccinated yet, so we're going to go knock on their door. And I almost guarantee they're going to insist that they get vaccinated. Basically, short of ordering them to go and get vaccinated, which I see coming down the pipe. I see this happening with a mandate from the Oval Office that everyone in America has to be vaccinated, and by executive order telling the American people, you are now ordered to vaccinate, or you will face this consequence. Anyone who thinks that that's not a possibility, try me on for size. I'm not kidding. I see this coming down the pipe. I've got a gut feeling on this one. Big time. Cherokee Rose just said in the chat, they shouldn't even be asking. Why should I have to lie about being vaxxed? There are people out there who are finding PDFs of the CDC vaccination cards, blanks, and filling them out. That's one thing that they're doing just so they don't have to, this way they can say they're vaccinated even when they're not, just to avoid, you know, being barred from going into an establishment. Because this mandate from de Blasio basically says either if you're not vaccinated, you cannot patron this establishment, which is going to put businesses out of business. That's a huge fucking problem. Many businesses folded during this pandemic because when the nation was on lockdown, businesses lost money. They lost people. They had to furlough them, lay them off, however you want to phrase it. And ultimately, some businesses closed because they couldn't make a go of it on delivery only or curbside. Jerry Rose said, insist. Then we will have a huge problem. I'm very stubborn. I like stubborn. I'm a stubborn motherfucker myself. I will tell somebody, you want to see my papers? Show me your medical license. If you do not have a doctor, if you're not a doctor and you don't have a medical license, fuck you. You're not seeing shit, motherfucker. And you can't force me to show it. And yes, Cherokee Rose, I agree with you. Will be time to lawyer up. Because there's going to be a bunch of lawsuits about all these mandates. And by the way, just so everyone knows, if you live here in New York, just be aware, Governor Cuomo Saturday put New York on a state of emergency because of Tropical Storm Henry. To my knowledge, that state of emergency has not been lifted yet, and under a state of emergency, he is still in power. His resignation is delayed until the state of emergency is lifted. How much you want to bet he keeps the state of emergency going for a long time so he can do more dumb shit? I'm telling you, folks, Democrats, they're sneaky motherfuckers. They will use any tactic they can. If one tactic doesn't work, they'll try another. I've said it before, and I'll say it again. That's their MO. And this is what de Blasio is doing. This is what Cuomo is doing. And if they're doing it, how much you want to bet other Democrats are doing similar actions?
Trust me. It's a real simple situation. All right. We are just about out of time here on the broadcast. And, wow, the Cajun shows up toward the end of the show. Dude, where have you been? Oh, man. Well, I hope you come and join us when we start the show tomorrow night. I hope you'll be here because you missed a lot here, dude. It's like rats. I was kind of hoping you would have been here because it would have made for, we would have had a nice show tonight. But I've got a lot of people watching on the video side, folks listening on the internet radio side, you know, that don't call in. If I only end up with two callers for the broadcast, and that's Gunslinger and Mike, I'm happy. I'm not disappointed because these guys always bring something to the table. Before we end the broadcast tonight here at Firefox News Online, I want to take this opportunity to thank Gunslinger for being here, Mike from Louisiana, who joined us late in the chat room on Mixler, but he was here nonetheless. Cherokee Rose, watching by way of Twitch.tv. And, of course, there are other folks watching on Twitch, so I want to quickly, as soon as it opens up here, because I can't see otherwise who's in there without doing this, I got to open up the Twitch view. And come on. Okay, quit buffering. That's thank you. And the other folks watching, there's only one other person on Twitch. Cat Cold is watching on Twitch as well. Thank you for joining us, Cat Cold. And as always, all of you watching and listening in archive. And now, as always, we go to final thoughts. So, Gunslinger, fire when ready.
You mean I can shoot my hand cannon? Holy shit.
Wait. No. Not shoot your hand cannon. No. Let me rephrase. I don't want to be misconstrued. I don't want people thinking I'm some libtard telling you to go out in the back porch and shoot in the dark blindly like Biden did. No, we don't. No. That's not what I meant at all. Oh, boy. Let me rephrase that. Share with us your final thoughts. That's what I should have said. So go ahead, Gunslinger.
Well, you know, there's everything that has to be questioned. I don't care what it is. From A to Z, you just never take the official story unless you're a dumbass. And if you want to take the official story, then that's your prerogative. But I don't take the official story because I'm not a dumbass. I sit there and I question things. I question a lot of things, okay, because that's my nature. I'm just a naturally inquisitive person that I question things. And that's the way common sense works, too. You should approach everything with common sense first and foremost. Fuck what them say, what them idiots say. You got to make that decision of your own choice and your own dealings. Okay, that's the best thing. Number two is just a little over, a week and 2 days, Texas will make history again. The constitutional carry kicks in next Wednesday, okay, at midnight. Long overdue, okay, very long overdue. But at least it's here. we'll be next Wednesday. So, you know, other states should follow suit. It should be the law across the land, constitutional carry. And remember, it was that way a long time ago here in Texas, okay? You used to didn't have to have no permit to carry a freaking gun. you know, but that's been a long time ago. It's been probably close to 100 years now, but that will change next Wednesday. History in the making. Go ahead. Catch you later.
Gunslinger, I'm going to say this to you, brother, and I mean this from the bottom of my heart. I am so glad, so very glad for Texas that this is happening. Yes, it should have happened a lot sooner. Texas should have been leading the way. But, like I said once before, better late than never. Okay? And my hat's off, figuratively speaking. I'm not going to take my hat off literally. My hat's off to Governor Greg Abbott. Okay? Because by signing this and making it a possibility, it is definitely a win-win for Texans. Absolutely. I shudder to think what the White House and the dumbasses in the Congress and the Senate on the Democrat side of the aisle are gonna do if more states follow suit and do the same thing. Now, Democrat-led states, that's not going to happen. We know that.
No.
But the ones that have a Republican governor and Republican legislature, something tells me we could see it. And sooner than and probably more sooner than later, hopefully. Now, as far as my final thoughts go, we have checks and balances in America. It's been that way since this country was founded. Checks and balances are necessary. Checks and balances are vital to the health and safety and security of our states and our country as a whole. But when Democrats continue to bastardize our nation with unconstitutional laws, mandates, and so forth, pushing people to the boiling point and the brink, like they're doing with businesses in New York City under de Blasio, it raises the question, how much more can we take? Curtis Sliwa, the founder of the Guardian Angels in New York City, is running for mayor of New York City. And I've got a funny feeling he's going to win. I think he's going to win. And I certainly hope he does, because Curtis Sliwa knows what the people of New York City need, because he talks to people. He has been leading the way as the founder of the Guardian Angels for the safety and security of the people of New York City since the founding of the Guardian Angels. So I truly believe he has a better chance than anyone else of winning the mayor's office. And I send this message to Curtis Sliwa, and hopefully someone out there that knows him and listens or watches this broadcast will tell him, you've got a friend at Firefox News Online that supports your candidacy for mayor of New York City, even though he's not a New York City resident and lives in the Hudson Valley. He still supports your running for the mayor's office of New York City. If nothing else, changes have to be made for the better. That's what President Trump did when he was in the Oval Office. He made changes that were beneficial to the American people by placing America first, something that had been unheard of for decades in this country. It's time to make to place America first once again. To do that, America, we need you to vote these Democrat bastards out. Even if you're a Democrat, you can't sit there and tell me that you're buying what they're selling. And there are many Democrats, many people who vote who are registered Democrats, who actually voted for Trump. Yes, they did. Because they were sick and tired of the bullshit. Well, that'll do it for this edition of Firefox News Online. Before we go, I want to, again, thank everyone for joining. And please, if you love what Firefox News Online does here, support the broadcast by helping us out. You can do that by sending a non-tax-deductible donation to our broadcast to help keep it on the air. And then you can do that by going to paypal.me/Firefox News Online. That's paypal.me/Firefox News Online. Now, you can't take this off on your taxes, and I wish we were set up to help you do that, but we're not. But if you really do love what we do here, I hope you'll help us out. And those of you who have in the past, my sincere gratitude for your help. And believe me, the help does help immensely. The help does help immensely. That sounded about right. For the comments I've made, that's the way it is from my perspective. I'm George Sinzer. Thank you so much for being here. We will be back at our regular time of 10 p.m. Eastern, 9 Central, and 7 Pacific Time on the multiple broadcasting platforms used by the Firefox News Online Internet Broadcasting Network. Y'all be good, and if you can't be good, be careful. And if you can't be careful, please, for the love of God, do not name it after me. That's all I ask. Until next time, America. Good night from the Firefox News Online headquarters in the Hudson Valley of New York. And now it is time for this old boy to put the final touches on tonight's broadcast by putting out the closing outro. And here it is.